My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, we're going to keep you updated on the leaderboard, what's going on out here. We need to talk to our man, though, Danny Cannell, and we love talking to him. He is brought to you by Bet Online, and with college football season officially kicking off, and you know, listen, I know Danny, I'm sorry about last week. You know, what do you want me to say? Florida State, oh, my goodness, Georgia Tech. But I'll tell you, the slate of games that we have, even starting tonight, and I want to talk to you about Colorado playing and Deion and all of that, and then we get to, you know, Saturday, Georgia Clemson, and you know, Sunday, Texas A&M. We got Texas A&M and Notre Dame, all these big games. So it's a great weekend. I'm glad to have you here, but I do want to get your thoughts on Florida State, because a lot of people feel like, okay, that loss now puts them in a position where they can't screw up again the rest of the season. And I'm going, wait a minute, 12-team playoff. That's not the case, right?
You are 100% right, and it's great to talk with you guys. Thankfully, I did not go to Ireland. I was this close to going. I know Mike Bell's over there still, like, and I wonder how the rest of that trip ended up after that loss. But I am very glad I didn't go. But to your point, like, and I saw, you know, a couple segments across TV that, you know, people are writing off Florida State. Teams can get better. Like, that's the one thing I think we forget. And this is the beauty of the 12-team playoff, the expanded playoff, which there are some fans which say, well, this diminishes, you know, the regular season, and that loss doesn't hurt as much as it would in previous past. Go tell that to Mike Norvell and those players right now who are devastated from that loss. But they can come back, they can bounce back, they can improve on some of the mistakes that they made, and they can play themselves back into the conversation. So I love your point. I think it's something I would be absolutely telling my team, and I would be telling half the teams that are going to end up on the losing side this season. The season is not lost. We don't have to give up hope. Most importantly, we can get better in a sport with so much turnover in the transfer portal and guys coming and going. It's going to be a little bit of a bumpy ride for a lot of programs that have so many new faces on their rosters.
Georgia being one of those programs, no more Brock Bowers, no more Ladd McConkey. I mean, obviously still Carson Beck's there, but a whole bunch of defensive players now after the draft from last year. And look, this is the toughest schedule this team has had to play in easily 5 years here, Danny. With the state of transition on the offense and where they are, it's easy to assume they'll lock and reload. Do you think that it is that easy for them?
No, I don't think it's that easy for anybody, especially with a schedule that's as tough as theirs. And starting off with Clemson, I know, you know, it's a heavy favorite. It's almost 2 touchdowns. I look at that game, and I think Clemson's defense is going to be a really good challenge for Georgia. And to your point, like, and they're number one for a reason. Like, I don't have any problem with that. They reload. Kirby's done such a good job through the portal and through recruiting primarily. Like, this is a lot of homegrown talent. But the status of Trevor Etienne is unknown. I don't know if there's been any news since the last 5 or 6 hours, but I know there's a lot of people saying that he probably won't play or definitely won't start. So you're already kind of, all right, without your lead back. And they do have depth there. But most importantly, you mentioned those two names, Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey. When I go back and watch film last year of Carson Beck, and like the Auburn game comes to mind. It was kind of close. The offense was a little bit sputtering. Who did he go to? He went to Brock Bowers. Like, and all of a sudden, he clicked. And that a lot of times is a quarterback security blanket is that tight end position. And you can make an argument that Brock Bowers was really the offensive MVP the last three seasons. I know the quarterback and Stetson Bennett played good a couple years ago, but Brock Bowers meant so much to this offense. I'm very curious to see what the identity of this offense turns out to be. And I think it'll probably be physicality. I think that's what Kirby Smart will rely on early while the pass game kind of figures out some of Carson Beck's favorite weapons. I think they're going to be physical, and I would expect nothing less than a pretty nasty Georgia defense because that's what they're giving you almost every year.
Danny Cannell joining us here on Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, broadcasting live from the Tour Championship, guys. We'll be here today and tomorrow. Danny, what was your take on this whole Deion shutting the media down, or at least one columnist for the Denver Post? And then what kind of season do you think they have? They start tonight, as a matter of fact. And, you know, they're a favorite at home. I think it's 9.5-point favorite at home. But I think they're playing an established program that may be better than some people give them credit for. What do you make of the Colorado situation?
Carl, it's been like more drama once again. You know, like a team that already had so much drama last year, and a lot of it was on the field, a lot of it was off the field, and Deion's had his fair of spats. You know, I was in a little bit of a tussle with him last year over him saying he didn't graduate from Florida State, so why would he call himself a Seminole? Like, we got into it a little bit. So to the banning of the reporter, that to me just seems so unnecessary and so petty.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's not been done before. I will say that. I saw a clip of Steve Spurrier when he was at South Carolina, and he had a feud with a reporter. I remember Urban Meyer when he was at Florida taking on some reporters. The thing that's very unique about this is the contractual obligation that Colorado has as a university to back this policy and to say, you know what? Yep, whoever Deion doesn't want to talk to, he doesn't have to talk to. And then the aspect of, like, who got more favorable media coverage than Deion in Colorado last year? Like, they were a darling. They were sending Game Day and Big Noon on Fox, and everybody was writing about how Deion was changing the game, and they were 4-8. And now you want to challenge those people, those same people that gave you a lot of publicity, you want to challenge them? I think he runs the risk of turning a lot more media members on them, because no media member wants to feel like, uh-oh, if I say a bad thing, I'm going to be silenced. They don't want to have, or I'm going to lose access. So I'm very curious to see how this opener goes, because there's been a lot of distractions. There's a lot more new players who I do think this roster at Colorado is better. But North Dakota State, how about this stat? They are an FCS program, right? The smaller division of college football.
Yes.
They have beaten 6 out of the last 7 FBS opponents that they faced. So, like, they're more than capable of going toe-to-toe. And the names they've beaten, Iowa, Iowa State. Like, there's some pretty big names. It's not like they're beating lower-tier Group of Five teams. They've beaten some powerhouses. So I think this could be a competitive game in the second half. And if they're getting over 10, which I think you can find a bet online, 10.5, I do like the underdog in North Dakota State.
Danny Cannell, former Florida State quarterback, former New York Giants quarterback, joining us here on Dukes and Bell Sports.
Yeah,
you like
true.
Me slipping that one in there,
this
Danny.
True.
Appreciate you. A lot of teams that typically we've looked at that failed to get over the hump. A lot of coaches, too, whether it's James Franklin, whether it's Lane Kiffin. You look at programs like Tennessee and you know, other USC and Lincoln Riley. Now that you have the expanded playoffs, a lot of these teams that couldn't get to the college football playoff before will get there now. But I don't know if that necessarily changes the view of these programs and these teams. Just because you get there in a 12-team playoff and you get bounced in the first round, like, what is the perception for some of these programs? And is there one you think that will finally break through because of the 12-team playoff that will make some noise and probably get to either the semifinal or the final?
Oh, you gave a lot of them. And I would say Penn State's probably at the top of the list as a program who, if you go back and ran the numbers in the four teams in the college football playoff era with four teams, if there was a 12-team playoff and you did it based on ranking the top 12 teams, Penn State would have made it more than any other team. Like, they have just been on the outside looking in, and specifically in the Big Ten, they've been the third best team in the Big Ten behind Michigan and Ohio State. They just couldn't break through that barrier. I think it changes, like, the hope and the mindset of a team and a program like Penn State to see them get access to a playoff. But boy, it does matter what you do when you get there, right? Like, so, and I don't think it changes. I think it actually favors the expanded playoff. I think favors programs like Georgia, Bama, Ohio State, the powerhouses of college football, because they have more depth. And a lot of times for them, access is a big issue. Like last year, Georgia might have been the best team in the country, but they didn't get an opportunity to prove it. They lost that chance with losing in the SEC championship game. They could have a similar situation unfold this year, come just short of expectations. You're bummed, but guess what? You got a chance to beat, you know, to beat up on some teams like they did to Florida State in the Orange Bowl last year and unleash some vengeance in an expanded playoff. So I think it does help them. You mentioned Ole Miss. I think they're clearly a candidate. I think, you know, some teams in the ACC that, you know, would only get one team. Maybe there's a chance for an ACC team like Miami or Clemson or even Florida State, even after a loss, that could salvage a season by getting there. And I do think it brings a little bit more parity to the conversation of who gets there. But in the end, I don't think it changes the powerhouses who win the championship at the end.
I like A&M this weekend, man. Do you?
Me too.
Do you? Danny?
All right, so now you guys are terrifying me because I was so confident in this pick, and a lot of people that I talked to are on the same boat, and we all know how that works, right? Like, it's never this easy. But I do. I like the Aggies this weekend for a few reasons. One, in the coach versus former player relationship that Mike Elko has, where he coached Riley Leonard, the quarterback at Notre Dame. They were both at Duke for the last two seasons. I give him the edge on he knows tendencies more so than the quarterback would know the coach's tendencies, right? There's a higher football IQ if somebody's been a football lifer than just a young college football player. So he'll be able to sort of know where Riley Leonard likes to escape the pocket, knows his favorite throws, his least favorite throws, how to potentially exploit those. And then you talk about a quarterback in Riley Leonard who's coming off not one but two surgeries to that ankle. He did have a little cleanup procedure in the spring. He missed some of the spring. So he's a very dynamic, athletic quarterback. How has that impacted his ability to extend plays and be that dynamic runner? And, by the way, he's also missing his starting left tackle, who was being replaced by a true freshman at left tackle at Kyle Field, one of the toughest places to play. So, like, all of this stacks up, and I'm like, yeah, I love the Aggies too. The one thing I think that would concern me in this bet that I would say go ahead and take the Aggies is Notre Dame's defense will travel. Like, they're pretty stout. Marcus Freeman, defensive-minded coach, I think he'll have a game plan as well. So I also like the under in this game. So I like the Aggies and the under, a little bit of a defensive slugfest. But I like, so you guys are making me even more nervous about my A&M pick because everybody I've talked to is like, yeah, I love it. Never that easy, right?
No, it isn't. I mean, I got people there, and they're just telling me how different it is from what Jimbo was doing to what Mike Elko's doing and how the buy-in has changed. That enough tells me everything I need to know because it's never been about the athletes at A&M. It's just been about coaching. It's never been about having the players. And so that is why I'm buying in, especially to start a home game against Notre Dame. It's going to be a great game. Danny, we could talk college football all day, and we will. We will with you next time. Danny Cannell brought to you by Bet Online, guys. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the games this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you guys. Hey, I don't want to hear you guys complaining for these golfers saying it's too hot for them. Tell them to put on a helmet and shoulder pads and see how they feel then.
No doubt.
They're out there hitting a golf ball around. Come on.
Oh, it's true. And they're not even carrying their bag. I mean, seriously.
Right?
Oh, it's so true. Danny, thanks so much, man. We enjoy you.
Have a good one. See ya.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.